When the consumer pulls back on spending and the economy wants to go into a recession, or indeed a depression, spending has to be made up by the government in order to keep the economy going. A recession or a depression wants to correct excess debt levels, and it's actually a good thing that investors and the average U.S. American citizens stop spending and start saving. Only when debt is paid off and debt levels are reduced to reasonable levels can a new economy start, as savings is the backbone for new investment. When the governments of the world think a reduction in spending is bad for an economy and debt should not be paid off, then the government steps in and starts spending in place of the consumer. The difference is when the consumer spends, he spends money that he had earned, and a consumer will start new businesses and new endeavors to start manufacturing things so he can start selling things again and making money again. When the government replaces consumer spending, it just borrows the money it spends and wastes much of it. It will spend on things that the consumers might not want to spend their money on, such as cash for clunkers or cash for appliances. When the government replaces consumers' free will to spend and thinks it knows best where to spend our money, malinvestments happen, and the economy is really only given a temporary boost in spending. And once that spending from the government stops, the economy again turns down, trying to pay off debt levels again. Remember, the economy is a natural market force, and when debt levels get too high, the market says, pay it off. When the government steps in and tries to stop that payoff and tries to stimulate the economy by spending, it never works. The government will continue to spend and spend and borrow until there are very few people pulling the wagon and many people in it. This spells the end of an economy, whether now or in the future. Nearly 20% of incomes now come from the government. More than 34 million Americans are on food stamps. The government will extend unemployment and every other short-term social fix it can, but it can't do anything to create real job growth. That has to come from the private sector. The life support metaphor extends to the financial system as well. The Fed has extended trillions to support virtually everything. The Federal Reserve has cut interest rates from 5.25% to 0.25%. The Fed took on $30 billion in junk mortgages from Bear Stearns. The Fed then opened up various lending windows to investment banks. The SEC stepped in and interfered with the free market by banning short selling on financial stocks and then increased that ban to a host of other stocks as well. Your ex-secretary and ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs, Hank Paulson, used the blank check from the government and spent $400 billion in Fannie and Freddie Mae, the government-sponsored institutions for mortgages. The feds took over insurance company, costing us another $85 billion in September of 2008, and then it doled out $25 billion for automakers in September of 2008. It added another $25 billion to those automakers and some subsidiary parts suppliers as well. The feds then kicked off a $700 billion TARP program, with the government then taking stakes in private banks. The Fed then offered to buy commercial papers from non-banks and non-financial firms. The Fed offered up another $540 billion to backstop money market funds. The Fed then agreed to back up Citigroup's liabilities to a tune of $280 billion. Then in November, they gave AIG another $40 billion. The Fed then agreed to back up $140 billion of Bank of America's liabilities. Obama then instigated an $800 billion stimulus plan, and then the Fed announced its plans to buy $300 billion of its own debt. Most, if not all, major banks right now, and the stock market, and the debt market, and more, are on Fed life support in one form or another. If you took this support away, you would have a full-scale collapse, in my opinion. When the Federal Reserve and the government steps in and spends trillions of taxpayer money, this is not real economic growth. This is a temporary boost with money taken from the taxpayers. Remember, you and I, the taxpayers, have decided willingly to save our money, not to spend it and to pay off our debt. Just look at the figures. Americans are saving. They're not spending. They don't want to buy new cars. They don't want to buy new houses. But the government will have none of that. They've decided that you should spend. They're giving you incentives to do so. Incentives to buy new cars, new appliances, new houses. We don't want those things. But given enough incentive, average Joe Sixpack will go ahead and take on more debt. And this is exactly what the government wants. The debt levels for the nation, that's you and I, and the government, and private companies, is off the charts and only getting bigger. I can tell you I don't know exactly when this will end and how it will end, but I will tell you it will end, one way or another, badly. You can't solve a debt problem with more debt, and people that think that government spending can boost or stimulate an economy are just plain wrong. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only and may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR staff or underwriters. You can get past newscasts at kvmr.org or send me an email with your questions or comments about the market or this newscast to moneymatters@kvmr.org. And as a thank you for listeners, if you'd like to subscribe to our Money Matters Update, which is a no-cost newsletter, just send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org or go to the website moneymanagementradio.com. For KVMR FM Radio, my name is Mark Cunaberty.